I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaga Diamond. This is the Optimus Edition. Ooh, and I am so very excited to have Robert on the show today. We're going to be talking about his book, Love and Hate. So thank you so much for tuning in. Robert, thank you for joining me.
Well, I'm happy to do that.
I'm happy to have you. So tell us about yourself. How did you become this author?
Well, it's rather peculiar. I'm a retired military officer, and I have in the past done a lot of writing, but I've never produced a poem book. And in the last year or so, I have no idea, but I decided to do that because I kind of wanted to do something short, or that is minimum, and tell stories of people that resonate with those stories. So I hope somebody picks up the book, reads one of those poems or all of the poems, and finds something that they say, that's me, or I've done that, or I've got a friend that I know is just like that. So my intent is to produce poems, in this case, produce poems, that I have a feeling about, and that I hope others have those kinds of feelings, or know people who have those feelings.
Mm. Mm. So this is out of your own experience then, huh?
Yes, it's my own experience. I must admit that I write a lot of poems about love and techniques for that and that sort of thing, and that's not my experience. It's something that I just am interested in and have done some research in, and then put that in a poetic form.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for your service, first of all. You know, and my goodness, you know, okay, so you've written these books, you've written poetry. Did you write anything before this?
Well, having graduated from two colleges, where I got a master's degree from Northern Illinois, yes, I've done a lot of writing, but I've never been involved in writing books or poems or anything of that nature.
Mm. And not until this, and this is your first one?
This is my first encounter with writing fictional books and poems, yeah.
Wow. How was that for you? I mean, what kind of experience did you have?
I'm not sure what you're asking. What kind of experience did I have before I started writing these things?
No, during the writing process. A lot of people go through a lot of different things. I'm wondering, you know, what kind of experience did this book give you while you were writing it?
Oh, I was dedicated. I didn't do it over time. Most of the stuff that I wrote, was in hours. It wasn't unusual for me to write a poem in two or three hours.
Wow.
And I never postponed that for any reason. So I just got an idea or gained an idea from someone or something and sat down, and 2 hours later I came up with a poem, or maybe even less.
Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. So you surprised yourself.
I'm sorry?
You surprised yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I say that way, by the way.
Wow.
I have no idea why I continue this, except since being retired, I have the time to do those sorts of things. And having started, I feel compelled to continue.
And wow.
Again, I've written so many poems. I've written maybe 200 poems. So I find myself speaking new subjects.
I love you the way I love you. And thus is the love for you. I tell you, that's kind of romantic, though. I mean, you got to woo the girls.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful. So you said you're going to continue to write. What is your next book going to look like?
You know, I really don't know. It'll be circumstances that predict that. I would really like to go back to writing short novels or fictional novels, because I've written two already and kind of like the subjects and the way it came out, my ability to do that. I think I won't write long novels. I think that what I want to do is write a novel that expresses the thought well without a lot of dialogue that talks about it. You know, I just don't want to talk about, well, the door was brown when I went in and I took two steps and moved to my left. That sort of thing to me doesn't progress with the story. Mm. However, most of the novels on the street available now, and the stuff that I read from the library and whatever, do just that. They spend a lot of time with details. I don't mind the details, but page after page of describing how someone walks or how they dress, how they feel, that sort of thing. I applaud that for them, but not for me.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I love that you're willing to do poetry as well as the story format as well. What's the difference between the two, and how do you go about doing one and the other?
There's very little difference between the two. The novel, or the short novel, has a plot that I progress toward, maybe a mystery or something like that. However, the poem does the same thing. It has a plot, an idea that I'm trying to express. It just has to be in a poetic style.
When did you find out that you did have a love for writing?
Well, I have a degree in speech. And I just want to translate that ability into words. And since I'm isolated, I'm on my own here in a house out in the country, seems like the right thing to do.
I hear you. And so I'm so very happy for you. And I'm so very happy that you're going to be switching back and forth, which is not something that a lot of people do. A lot of people don't switch back and forth from poetry to short stories to writing to novels to things like that. They don't do that. And that is just the ambidextrous person in you. I want to thank you so much for being here. How can people find your book? Where can they look for it?
Well, most of it is available by Amazon, or they can get it directly from my website. And I don't even have the website name right now.
That's okay.
If they look for my name on the internet or for books, they will find all the books that I've written. There is another author, named Robert Rogers. But it's an old guy that's no longer alive, I don't think. And when you look at his stuff, he's only written three or four things, and they're not anything like my novel or my poem.
I gotcha.
But go look anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to have your information in the description box, wherever you may be looking, above, below, to the side, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and click on it if you have any interest. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. And until next time, guys, have a wonderful day.